With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Washington, D.C., the epicenter for the pro-life movement today with the 52nd annual March for Life kicking off at noon.
Today's march will feature Vice President J.D. Vance just days after he and President Trump were sworn into office. Pro-life leaders will address this year's theme, Life, Why We March. Organizer Jeannie Mancini says the national event will serve as a reminder of the basic truth that every life has inherent human dignity from the start. After a noon rally on the Washington Mall, participants will march to the Capitol Building and Supreme Court. Greg Clugston, the White House.
On the eve of the march, President Trump pardoned nearly two dozen pro-life activists, prosecuted, some of them jailed, by the Biden Department of Justice.
23 people were prosecuted. They should not have been prosecuted. Many of them are elderly people. They should not have been prosecuted. This is a great honor to sign this.
Addressing globalists, meeting in Davos, Switzerland, Mr. Trump promises that foreign companies will not face economic penalties if they manufacture their goods in the USA.
If you don't make your product in America, which is your prerogative, then very simply, you will have to pay a tariff.
Mr. Trump says under his stewardship, America is entering its golden age. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump about to embark on a visit to Western North Carolina and Southern California. He'll tour the storm devastation in Western North Carolina and the wildfire disaster in Los Angeles County. Mr. Trump threatens to withhold disaster aid to California if it doesn't improve its water management practices. Stock futures in the red this morning on Wall Street. Dow futures down 120 points. NASDAQ futures off 2. This is SRN News. Virginia Democrats want abortion up to the moment of birth.
During the presidential campaign, party leaders from Kamala Harris on down jeered at pro-life advocates over the issue of third trimester abortions, saying such things never happen. But in Virginia, the Democrat-majority legislature is advancing an amendment to the state constitution that would allow abortion right up to the moment of birth. All a woman would need to get one is for a doctor to agree that it would harm her mental health not to. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge in northwestern Ohio has found a pastor guilty on criminal charges for failing to comply with the city fire code after he opened his church to let homeless people and others stay overnight. Bryan Municipal Court Judge Kent North delivered his verdict against Chris Abel, a pastor at Dad's Place Church. He could face up to a $200 fine and up to 60 days in jail if he continues to let people stay in the church without state approval. This is SRN News. House Republicans want to codify several executive orders signed by President Donald Trump over the last few days, with some lawmakers saying border security and birthright citizenship should be prioritized given the likely legal battles ahead.
Since taking office Monday, Mr. Trump has signed dozens of executive orders ranging from stopping immigration at the southern border and repealing Biden-era energy policies to dismantling diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in federal agencies. There are limitations to what a president's executive authority can legally accomplish, so several of Trump's executive orders are likely to be challenged in court. However, many Republicans are working to codify these policies to prevent them from being rescinded down the line. House Republicans are holding a conference in Miami next week to ratify their agenda for the 119th Congress. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
And again on Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red pointing to a lower open later in the morning. More details at SRNnews.com.